Eponymous Cycle, a three-part suite performed there by saxophonist Kevin Sun and his band from their new album called The Depths of Memory. Some very interesting writing there, and it's one of those albums, I guess it's like most of jazz. The more you listen, if you listen carefully, there's often more there than you heard the first time around. And that's particularly true of the contemporary scene, which tends to have, if anything, a lot more complex stuff, certainly than was heard in earlier generations. Not putting that down. The old generations did some really great stuff, but it's the contemporary scene is makes a few more demands on listeners because it goes in directions that our parental units didn't understand or even think of. There you go. It's now 11:06 Central Standard Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 live here on Wednesdays. Live streamed at our website, ckuw.ca, and archived there as well at ckuw.ca. Follow the link to Voyage or whatever show you're interested in. And there are ways to podcast and download earlier shows to give you a sense of what's been going on when you weren't able to listen. And that's the case for this show as well. I do have what I laughingly call a website. It's very modest and basically is only there to provide playlists for people to check out what's happening. And they do. I try and get it up within a couple of days after each show just to put the latest playlist up. Again, like the station does much more effectively because you can actually hear the earlier shows, this at least lets you know the sorts of things that are being sampled here on Voyage. So all those options are open to you. But in the meantime, you can just relax and enjoy the music if you're listening live, whatever. A brand new album has just come out with very avant-garde pianist Angelica Sanchez and her nonette, as they say. It's really, really good. It's called Nighttime Creatures, and it has, let me see if I can get all the people here, saxophonist Mikhail Atias and Chris Speed, again, Ben Goldberg on contra alto clarinet, Thomas Herber on quarter tone trumpet, cornetist Kenny Warren, bassist John Hebert, drummer Sam Aspavat, and guitarist Omar Tamez. A really neat nonette, and all folks are geared in on this one for sure. From Nighttime Creatures, here's Angelica Sanchez with two tracks. The first one being the title track, Nighttime Creatures. The next one being CB the Time Traveler. Here is Angelica Sanchez. Thank you. pianist Angelica Sanchez and her Nonette from her brand new album called Nighttime Creatures. That was the first track that you heard. Excuse me. That second track was called The Time Traveler. Very interesting, and I guess Time Traveler can be interpreted in several ways if you're listening to the rhythm and the beat that is going on in a lot of her music. Very interesting stuff is Angelica Sanchez's music from her brand new album. And it's 11:23. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. And if you listen regularly, you know that almost all the time I have a historical segment in my show that relates usually to an album or some event earlier in the jazz world's history. And today, as I mentioned at the outset of the show, I think I was just thinking about the theme song, which is Stan Getz playing the tune called Voyage. And it struck me that I hadn't played the album I'm going to play now for an awfully long time. It's called Focus, and it was recorded in 1961. It was arranged. Getz is the main soloist, with arranger Eddie Sauter and the orchestra working behind him. Sauter orchestration. It mentions in the notes that Sauter's orchestration did not include melodies for Getz. Rather, he left spaces in the arrangements in which Getz could improvise, and the strings are really quite effective there. They leave the spaces, and Getz fills them quite remarkably. The album is widely regarded as a high point in both men's careers, both Eddie Sauter, the arranger, and Getz. And Getz later described Focus as his favorite among his own records. It's really neat stuff in a time when nowadays it's sort of not a huge event at all to have an orchestra and strings and whatever. But this was 1961. The arrangements are really fine. The spaces that are left for the solos, which you will listen for, are remarkable. And Getz is just at the top of his game when he recorded this. Very neat stuff. There are a couple of jazz folks who were with the strings, like Roy Haynes on drums, for example, and Steve Kuhn on piano. But they don't get extensive solo time, some bits, but mainly it's the strings and the arrangements of Eddie Sauter that makes this, along with Getz's remarkable playing here, one of the best albums of his career. At the risk of boring you utterly, I got to tell you a story. When this album first came out, my wife she had an aunt, what used to be called to as a maiden aunt, a rather elderly woman who bought me Christmas gifts every now and then. And my wife said that what I really wanted for Christmas was Stan Getz's new album called Focus. Well, dear Aunt Gladys went out to, I don't know how many record stores she went to, but I think she was probably having the clerks resign after she was finished with them, because that was the sort of person she was. But she kept having misread and miswritten down what I said I wanted. She kept asking for an album called Confucius by Stan Kenton. Of course, no one had ever heard of it. Well, she didn't believe that no one had ever heard of it. How could that be wrong? I mean, I knew what I was talking about, and that's what I said. Very funny in retrospect. And I would have loved to be a fly on the wall and listen to her try and explain to some young clerk why he was so stupid as to not know Stan Kenton's new album called Confucius. But I digress. Back to the real thing. Focus by Stan Getz, not Kenton. Here's The whole album, actually, runs just over 30-some minutes, and I just didn't want to cut anything out. So here is Focus. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.